Messages to the Baha'i World, cassette number 5, side 1, continuing now from page 114.
First Southeast Asia Teaching Conference in Jakarta, Indonesia. The first All-Taiwan Teaching Conference in Taiwan. The Korean Summer and Winter Conference in Gwangju. The Indochina Teaching Conference in Saigon. The Japanese National Teaching Conference in Kyoto. The first American Indian Teaching Conference in Northern Arizona. The American Indian Teaching Conference in Los Angeles, California. The Alaskan Teaching Conference in Fairbanks. The Hawaii-wide Teaching Conference in Honolulu. The Western Canada Summer Conference in Banff. The Maritime Teaching Conference in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. The Teaching Conference in Bolac, Canada. The French Teaching Conference in Mentone, Garland. The Third Italian Teaching Conference in Rome. The Third Swiss Teaching Conference in Basel. The Teaching Conference in Romanshorn. Teaching Conference in Mouchetel. The Iberian Teaching Conferences in Barcelona. The First Austrian Teaching Conference in Gusau. Teaching Conference in Frankfurt. The Regional Convention in Stuttgart. The Teaching Conference in Stockholm. The Benelux Regional Teaching Conferences in Brussels and in The Hague. A Nordisk Teaching Conference in Moss, Norway. The Northwest Teaching Conferences in Liverpool, Blackpool, in Manchester. The Midlands Teaching Conference in Birmingham. The Southeast Teaching Conferences in London and Reading. The Scottish Teaching Conferences in Edinburgh and Glasgow. The Northern Ireland Teaching Conference in Belfast. The Northeast Teaching Conference in Leeds. The Southwest Teaching Conference in Portcawl, Torquay, and Cardiff. The British Northern Isles Teaching Conference in Lerwick, Shetland Islands. South India Teaching Conference in Bangalore. The Pakistan Teaching Conference in Karachi. The South Australian State Teaching Conference in Adelaide. The New South Wales Regional Teaching Conference in Sydney. The Australian Post-Convention Teaching Institute in Sydney. The New Zealand Teaching Conference in Wellington. New Zealand Regional Teaching Conference in New Plymouth. The Regional Teaching Conference in Hobart, Tasmania. The Canary Islands Teaching Conference in Las Palmas. First Colombian Teaching Conference in Bogota. The Peruvian Teaching Conference in Lima. First Mexican Teaching Conference in Mexico City. The Cuban Teaching Conference in Havana. The Haitian Teaching Conference in Port-au-Prince. The Honduran Teaching Conference in Honduras. The Guatemalan Teaching Conference in Guatemala. The Dominican Teaching Conference in Ciudad Trujillo. The Jamaican Teaching Conference in Kingston. The El Salvador Teaching Conference in Santa Ana. The Nicaraguan Teaching Conference in Managua. The Costa Rican Teaching Conference in San Jose. The Panamanian Teaching Conference in Panama City. The Annual Study Institute of Brazil in Resende. Teaching Conferences of the British Cameroon in Wutengeri, as well as a large number of similar conferences and institutes too numerous to mention held throughout the United States of America. To these highly praiseworthy accomplishments, in which an increasing number of the promoters of the faith of Baha'u'llah, whether teachers or administrators, have shared in recent years, must be added an even more impressive list of enterprises, none of them specified as part of the 10-year plan, and which stalwart upholders of his cause, driven by an irresistible impulse to further enlarge its limits, multiply its assets, consolidate its foundation, and noise abroad its fame, have initiated and conducted at a steadily accelerated pace since the launching of the World Spiritual Crusade. Indeed, the multiplicity, variety, scope, and significance of these enterprises have impelled me to tabulate and record them for posterity on a specially prepared map designed to present graphically the achievements supplementing the tasks already performed in pursuance of the provisions of the 10-year plan. A bare recital of these additional victories won in such rapid succession over so vast a field by the band of Baha'u'llah's crusaders so amply demonstrates the unquenchable enthusiasm, no less than the inflexible resolve and boundless devotion animating his followers in the pursuit of their high calling. Dynamic power of faith. The opening of the sovereign states of Laos and of Cambodia, and of the islands of Trinidad, of Corisco, of Fernando Po, of Pemba, and Mafia, the acquisition of sites for the construction of the future mother temples of Argentina, of Brazil, and of Libya, some recently allocated for the purchase of a site for the erection of the first Ashokal Ashkar of the British Isles, the launching of the twin far-reaching enterprises designated to culminate in the establishment of the Mashrikal Ashkars of Africa and of Australasia, the founding of Baha'i schools in the New Hebrides Islands, in Mentawai Islands, and the Gilbert and Elise Islands, the establishment of Baha'i burial grounds in Libya, Burma, and Tanganyika, the formulation of supplementary plans by the newly emerged regional spiritual assemblies in Africa and by the Baha'i communities of the Seychelles and of the Sudan, the acquisition of land for the Baha'i summer schools of Egypt, of Iraq, and Chile, the establishment of Baha'i endowments in the Aleutian Islands, in Swaziland, in Mentawai Islands, in Spanish Morocco, in Basutoland, and in Liberia, the acquisition of local Hazaratal Kuts in Gambia, in the Aleutian Islands, in Uganda, in Spanish Morocco, in the British Cameroons, in Algeria, in French Morocco, the translation of Baha'i literature into 31 African, 7 American Indian, and 28 miscellaneous languages, the purchase of Baha'i historic sites in the city of Adrianople, the founding of an Indian Cultural Institute in Chichicastenango, Guatemala, the transfer of the remains of the Bab's infant son from a mosque in Shiraz to the Baha'i burial ground in that city. These proclaim in no uncertain terms the splendid initiative and the dynamic power of the faith of the bearers of the gospel of the new day, as well as their unyielding determination to exceed by every means in their power the bounds of their prescribed duties and responsibilities assumed under the 10-year plan, and to enhance through every channel open to them and over as wide a range as their circumstances permit their share of service in the collective task now being prosecuted with such exemplary heroism on the whole surface of the planet for the worldwide triumph of the cause of Baha'u'llah and the ultimate redemption of all mankind. Solemn renewal of dedication. Dearly beloved friends, the opening of the second year of the third phase of a 10-year-long crusade, marking the passing of a little over one-third of its duration, coinciding with the closing of a period rendered memorable by the achievement of so many of its goals, as well as by a succession of victories won in fields beyond its scope, significantly ushered in by the emergence of no less than 13 national and regional spiritual assemblies in 4 continents, with a jurisdiction embracing more than 40 territories of the globe, in the election of which over 300 delegates representing more than 130 local communities will participate, and over the inauguration of which no less than 13 hands of the cause of God will preside. The opening of so auspicious a year must be signalized by a solemn renewal of dedication on the part of all who are participating in this colossal, world-girdling enterprise, and indeed by the entire company of those who profess the faith of Baha'u'llah. A dedication which, as the year pursues its course, will be reflected in acts, the brilliance of which will eclipse the shining exploits achieved since the inception of the Crusades, and indeed since the commencement of the formative age of the Baha'i dispensation. The preeminent task of teaching the faith to the multitudes who consciously or unconsciously thirst after the healing word of God in this day, a task so dear to the heart of Abdu'l-Bahá, at once so sacred, so fundamental, and so urgent, primarily involving and challenging every single individual, the bedrock on which the solidity and the stability of the multiplying institutions of a rising order must rest. Such a task must, in the course of this year, be accorded priority over every other Baha'i activity. If they arrive to teach my cause, Baha'u'llah himself, revealing the secret of success for the propagation of his faith, has declared, they must let the breath of him who is the unconstrained stir them, and must spread it abroad on the earth with high resolve, with minds that are wholly centered in him, and with hearts that are completely detached from and independent of all things, and with souls that are sanctified from the world and its vanities. It behooveth them to choose as the best provision for their journey reliance upon God, and to clothe themselves with the love of their Lord, the Most Exalted, the All-Glorious. If they do so, their words shall influence their hearers. Task for the current year. The historic work initiated at the price of so much sacrifice in more than 100 territories of the globe must not only be jealously safeguarded, but continually expanded and wisely consolidated. A determined effort must be made to ensure as speedily as possible the resettlement of the territories which Baha'i pioneers have been forced to abandon, and the opening of the three Virgin Islands situated in the North Sea and in the Indian Ocean, as well as the six republics of the Soviet Union, and the five territories included within the Soviet orbit. Particular attention should be paid to the all-important task of broadening and consolidating the foundations of the newly emerged national and regional spiritual assemblies as an essential preliminary to the formation of additional ones designed to buttress the fabric of a steadily expanding administrative order. Simultaneous with the acceleration in the process of individual conversion, the equally pressing need of safeguarding local spiritual assemblies from dissolution and of increasing rapidly their number must continually be borne in mind as the most effectual means for the strengthening of the structural basis of the administrative order of the faith. Complementing this laudable task, strenuous efforts must be exerted for the purpose of multiplying the existing groups and isolated centers in all the continents of the globe, ensuring thereby the early attainment of the goal of 5,000 Baha'i centers in the eastern and western hemispheres. The three remaining Hazarat al-Qut, the last two national endowments, the one remaining temple site, must, despite the present obstacles and the complications that have arisen, be speedily acquired, whilst the unexpected setbacks in the purchase of the temple site in Frankfurt must be overcome. The important twofold task of translating and of publishing Baha'i literature, constituting so vital an aspect of the plan, must be diligently pursued and rapidly completed. The construction of the Home for the Aged, an institution designed to inaugurate the dependencies of the Mother Temple of the West, must without further delay be commenced. The process of incorporating firmly grounded local as well as newly formed national and regional spiritual assemblies must be given an unprecedented impetus in every continent of the globe. The no less essential obligation to establish the remaining Baha'i Publishing Trust must likewise be discharged. Strenuous efforts must be exerted to vindicate the independent character of the Baha'i faith through obtaining recognition by civil authorities in as many countries, states, and localities as possible of both the Baha'i marriage certificate and the Baha'i holy days. nor should any effort be spared, however severe the challenge, to ensure the acquisition and preservation for posterity of the few remaining historic sites in the cradle of the faith, and particularly those associated with the incarceration and execution of its herald in Azerbaijan. The equally meritorious project of transferring the remains of the father of Baha'u'llah, of the mother, and of the cousin of the Bab to the Baha'i burial ground in the vicinity of the Most Great House must receive the continued and prayerful attention of those on whom this sacred responsibility primarily devolves. In particular, a determined effort must be made now that no less than 9 of the 15 republics constituting the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics are included within the Pale of the Faith, and especially by those Baha'i communities situated on the periphery of this vast territory, to establish a nucleus, however small, in each of the 6 remaining republics, all of which are now confined to the European continent, as well as in each of the 2 islands and of the 3 satellites included within the Soviet orbit, thereby decisively contributing to the consummation of one of the most challenging objectives of this world-embracing crusade. Supplementing these manifold and pressing duties, which the audacious prosecutors of this vast crusade are now with such modest resources and despite the smallness of their numbers so nobly discharging over so large a portion of the globe and at so turbulent a stage in the affairs of mankind, is a no less vital obligation to ensure through a still more spectacular demonstration of worldwide Baha'i solidarity and self-sacrifice the means whereby the 3 monumental edifices, each designed to serve as a house for the indwelling Spirit of God, a tabernacle for the glorification of His appointed messenger in this day, may, without any interruption, be raised and dedicated in the European, the African, and Australian continents, and contribute their share to the worldwide celebrations of the centenary toward which every Baha'i heart is eagerly straining. Great are the strides that have already been made, and phenomenal the success achieved by the prosecutors of a thrice-blessed crusade, a crusade so closely associated with the epoch-making tablets of Abdu'l-Bahá's divine plan, utilizing as its agencies the laboriously erected institutions of an efficiently functioning, divinely appointed administrative order, and linking as it forges ahead 2 historic centenaries commemorating the birth and the declaration of the mission of the founder of our faith. The tasks that still remain to be accomplished, however, are truly formidable. Above all, the home front must serve as a base and act as a reservoir for the supply of a steady flow of pioneers and resources for the multiple organized operations of a continually expanding crusade, and which, alas, in several countries, distinguished by an outstanding record of service to the faith of Baha'u'llah, has been progressively declining, must, at whatever cost, and within as short a time as possible, be revitalized, extended, and consolidated. More than ever, its manpower must rapidly increase. The administrative machinery it utilizes and on which it relies for the effectual discharge of its mission must be assiduously perfected, and most important of all, its spiritual driving force must be constantly reinforced through a firmer grasp by the individuals ultimately responsible for its progress of the distinguishing verities and fundamental purposes of their faith. Through a fuller dedication to its glorious mission and through a closer communion with its animating spirit, Guardian's appeal to all Baha'is. I appeal, as I close this review of the superb feats already accomplished in the course of so many campaigns by the heroic band of the warriors of Baha'u'llah, battling in His name and by His aid for the purification, the unification, and the spiritualization of a morally and spiritually bankrupt society, now hovering on the brink of self-destruction, for a renewed dedication at this critical hour in the fortunes of mankind on the part of the entire company of my spiritual brethren in every continent of the globe to the high ideals of the cause they have espoused, as well as to the immediate accomplishment of the goals of the crusade on which they have embarked, be they in active service or not, of either sex, young as well as old, rich or poor, whether veteran or newly enrolled. A dedication reminiscent of the pledges which the dawnbreakers of an earlier apostolic age, assembled in conference at Badasht and faced with issues of a different but equally challenging nature, willingly and solemnly made for the prosecution of the collective task with which they were confronted. May this crusade, on which the privileged heirs and present successors of the heroes of the primitive age of our faith have so auspiciously embarked, yield as it speeds on to its midway point such a harvest as will amaze its prosecutors, astonish the world at large, and draw forth from the source on high a measure of celestial strength adequate to ensure its triumphant consummation. Shoghi, April 1957. Epoch-making victory won over covenant breakers. With feelings of profound joy, exultation, and thankfulness, announced on morrow of 65th anniversary of Ascension of Baha'u'llah, signal epoch-making victory won over the ignoble band of breakers of his covenant, which in the course of over six decades has entrenched itself in the precincts of the most holy shrine of the Baha'i world, provoking through acts of overt hostility and ingenious machinations in alliance with external enemies under three successive regimes, the wrath of the Lord of the Covenant himself, incurring the malediction of the Concourse on High and filling with inexpressible anguish the heart of Abdu'l-Bahá. The expropriation order issued by the Israeli government mentioned in the recent convention message related to the entire property owned by covenant breakers within the Harami Akhtas, recently contested by these same enemies through appeal to Israel's Supreme Court, now confirmed through adverse decisions just announced by same court, enabling the civil authorities to enforce the original decision and proceed with the eviction of the wretched remnants of the once redoubtable adversaries who, both within the Holy Land and beyond its confines, labored so long and so assiduously to disrupt the foundations of the faith, sap their loyalty, and cause a permanent cleavage in the ranks of its supporters. This final, shattering, and most humiliating blow may well be regarded as the culmination in the long series of reverses suffered by these same relentless foes, marked by the repudiation of their preposterous claims following the passing of Baha'u'llah by the overwhelming majority of his followers east and west, by the abject failure of Abdu'l-Hamid as well as the notorious commission of inquiry to banish Abdu'l-Bahá to Fezzan, by the ignominious defeat of the Turkish commander-in-chief, the cruel, boastful Jamal Pasha, following his threat to crucify the center of the covenant outside the main gate of the fortress city of Akka, by the acquisition of the site for the construction of the Bab Sepulchre, by the restitution of the keys to the most holy tomb, and the recognition by the British authorities of the right of the Baha'i world community to the custodianship of the Baha'i shrine, by the establishment of the International Baha'i Endowments on Mount Carmel, by the formation of the Palestine branches of the Baha'i National Assembly, by exhumation of the brother and mother of Abdu'l-Bahá and reburial in the neighborhood of the Bab's resting place, by the evacuation of these same adversaries of the mansion of Baji after 40 years' occupancy, by the demise in distressing circumstances of the archbreaker of the covenant himself, by the ignominious flight of his henchmen on the eve of the disturbances which rocked the Holy Land in recent years, by the death with dramatic swiftness of this same lieutenant, his kindred and closest associates, and by the intervention of the Israeli government in denying the competence of the civil court to adjudicate the case brought by the remnant of these same covenant breakers, and the subsequent authorization issued by the Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs to demolish the ruined building close to the vicinity of Baha'u'llah's tomb. Finally, by the extinction of the life of the prime mover in the diabolical plans directed during the course of 3 decades against Abdul Baha. The implementation of this order will at long last cleanse the outer sanctuary of the Qibla of the Baha'i world of the pollution staining the surname of the faith, and pave the way for the adoption and execution of preliminary measures designed to herald the construction in future decades of the stately befitting mausoleum designed to enshrine the holiest dust the earth ever received into its bosom. Chair announcement, Hands of the Cause and All National Assemblies, Shogi. Cablegram, June 3, 1957. Call to Hands of Cause and National Assemblies. Divinely appointed institution of the Hands of the Cause, invested by virtue of the authority conferred by the testament of the Center of the Covenant, with the twin functions of protecting and propagating the faith of Baha'u'llah, now entering new phase in the process of the unfoldment of its sacred mission. To its newly assured responsibility to assist national spiritual assemblies of the Baha'i world in the specific purpose of effectively prosecuting the world's spiritual crusade, the primary obligation to watch over and ensure protection of the Baha'i world community in close collaboration with these same national assemblies is now added. Recent events, the triumphant consummation of a series of historic enterprises, such as the construction of the superstructure of the Bab Sepulchre, dedication of the Mother Temple of the West, the worldwide celebrations of the Holy Year, the convocation of 4 intercontinental teaching conferences launching a 10-year crusade, the unprecedented dispersal of its valiant prosecutors over the face of the globe, the extraordinary progress of the African and Pacific campaigns, the rise of the administrative order in the Arabian Peninsula in the heart of the Islamic world, discomfiture of the powerful antagonists in the cradle of the faith, the erection of the International Archives, heralding the establishment of the seat of the World Administrative Order in the Holy Land, served to inflame the unquenchable animosity of its Muslim opponents, and raised up a new set of adversaries in the Christian fold, and roused internal enemies, old and new covenant breakers, to fresh attempts to arrest the march of the cause of God, misrepresent its purpose, disrupt its administrative institutions, dampen the zeal and sap the loyalty of its supporters. Evidences of increasing hostility without and persistent machinations within, foreshadowing dire contests destined to range the army of light against the forces of darkness, both secular and religious, predicted in unequivocal language by Abdul Baha, necessitate in this crucial hour closer association of the hands of the 5 continents and the bodies of the elected representatives of the national Baha'i communities the world over for a joint investigation of the nefarious activities of internal enemies and the adoption of wise, effective measures to counteract their treacherous schemes, protect the mass of the believers, and arrest the spread of their evil influence.
This is the end of side 1. This letter will continue on side 2. This is page 123.